Doctor Who Check and Mate by Ron Daniels Jr., Episode 2.
Is the atmosphere seal completed?
Really, sir? Hurry, sub private cast. You delay us.
I am moving atop my visions.
No impudence from you, sub private. Complete the task. Private Threp. Is my autocannon prepared?
Yes, sir. Here is the remote.
Excellent. I think this will become most useful if any resistance should get in our way. We do this for the Sontaran Empire.
Seal completed.
Yes, thank you for that. It was getting awfully drafty in here.
What? You speak for the troops here? I assume you have come here to offer your surrender.
Actually, I'm here to offer yours.
What?
Yes, how does it go again? Oh yes, leave now and your lives will be spared. Oh, and do mend the door on your way out, if you wouldn't mind. There's a good Sontaran.
No one gives the great Sontaran warriors orders. Kill him!
Sir!
What? No!
Wait!
What?
Look over there! Run!
Get after them!
Sir!
Move!
Stop here.
Why here? Not here. We're right in the open.
The hall splits in three directions up ahead. Where do they go?
What do you mean?
A dancing fire with you. We're a little short on time.
Left goes to storage bays. Right to the fabrication center. Straight goes on to... Straight on goes to the command center.
Right then. Mike, you go left. I'll take center and Mr. Strader head off to the right.
Divide and conquer.
Good thinking. Go team!
Or we shall destroy you.
Good. Now that they can see us, split up and try and take only one of them with you. No hogging the bad guys.
What do you mean?
You heard the man. Go right and take one bad guy with you. See you soon, Doc.
You want me to fight one of those things?
No. Time for you to move to the next level. Applied chess.
Applied?
Halt!
Yes, treat this like chess. Now go! Oh, no. The other way. Mike went that way. Now go that way. Go! Right then. Three of them, three of us, three directions and two of them. Gotta run!
They have split up. Cast. Apprehend the small male. Threp. Apprehend the thin male. I will get the fat one.
Sir, this may be a trap. They are acting to split us up.
We scanned only three life forms before we began our assault. They cannot defeat us in singular combat. Obey my orders.
Yes, sir.
That's along the way. Right, now what do I have to work with here? Stacks and stacks of crates, yep. More stacks of crates, yep. Rope ladder grids on the walls and ceiling. More stacks of crates. And one large Nazi in armor with an energy weapon out you probably in pursuit. Great, well, I won't get for a bazooka right now. On second thought, the Doctor tends to take on bad guys that ignore conventional firepower. What would the Doctor do? He won't bloody stand out in plain sight to get his full head blasted off for one thing.
Hiding is useless, human. My hand scanner can track you. Surrender before I am forced to destroy you.
And if I do?
Standard procedure follows that you will be interrogated.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Involve torture, does it?
That is at the discretion of my commanding officer. Corporal Fruitnut feels it is most effective. If you surrender the information to me first...
Then will you let me go free?
No. You will surrender to me, and you will surrender the information to me now.
I don't think so. Mind if I think about it first?
There is no decision involved. You are stalling. Surrender now. I am tracking your movements with my hand scanner. You are 3 meters above me. And you are moving towards my position.
Bloody spoilsport.
You cannot get past me, and this is the only available exit to you. You have run my patients out. Surrender yourself now. I will fire, and I will not miss.
Fire on this! It's upside down, dude!
Well, that was easy. Feels good to finally get one over there.
I would be impressed, but that was a primitive strategy, human and useless.
Oh, pants.
I am impervious to such a small weight. Your chance to surrender to me has passed, human.
I'm gonna die. Must hide. Control set, that's it. It's got blast armor around it. These fabrication robots are so large. Please don't see me. Please don't see me. Please don't see me.
Halt!
He saw me. Oh no. Yeah, yeah, I don't want to die. I'm too young to die. See? I'm made it! Okay, that door's double armored. It should hold. I'm safe. That's not gonna hold for long.
Surrender, human. This flimsy barrier will not protect you.
I'm gonna die.
You leave me no choice. I'll apply force to this barrier, and then I shall apply force to you.
Apply. Apply. The doctor said something about apply chess. Apply chess moves. Of course. Computer on.
Computer online.
Power up all fabrication robots on this floor.
All units powering up. Command program required.
Get that Centaur.
Input syntax error. Command program required.
Him! That's Antarin! With a gun! Kill him! A lot!
Input syntax error.
Stupid computer!
Required.
Stupid human.
Wait. I am a stupid human. Computer.
Computer online.
Command programming as follows. Laser welding units 2, 4, 6, and 8 to grid coordinates alpha 16 by 3.
The barrier crumbles, human. Panic will not help you, weakling. What is this? This human is not so stupid. These mechanical warriors of yours are no match for my firepower. The armor is thick. I shall increase the power.
That's right. Pay attention to the two others in front of you. Just another few seconds. Computer.
Computer online.
Move crane loaders 1 and 2 over grid point 16 by 4. All load trudges are to deliver all cargo at to same point.
Warning. No cargo depositum logged at 16 by
4. Override warning. Continue with orders as programmed. All units move at maximum speed. Total safety override for all units on manufacturing floor.
Working. Program parameters accepted. Following program.
Good. Good. Move welders 1 and 7 to grid 16 by 4 and activate arc welders.
Comply.
No end to these mechanisms. These toys are wrecked. I shall return my attention to you.
You want to turn your attention away from my pawns. Okay, the works around us in position. Where's my queen? Trains, move it! Computer!
Computer online. Program 80% complete.
Can you increase the speed of those cranes?
Negative. Cranes 1 and 2 moving at maximum speed. 27 milliseconds of the grid point. 16 by A achieved.
Computer, adjust all trajectories to grid, 17 by 3.
Adjust.
Come on, hurry!
Adjustment made. New time of arrival on 17 by 3. Trudgers, 4 seconds. Cranes, 17 seconds.
Okay, all trudgers, dump on my mark. Now! We'll be needing.
A good assault, human. But I am not dead yet. But I will ensure that you shall be.
Not quite. I've put you in an in-check. Now I'll put you into mate.
I do not understand the reference, but...
And you never will. Computer?
Computer online.
Complete programming. Open cranes 1 and 2, load buckets on grid 17 by 3.
What?
Checkmate. Yes, that's taking it to the next level, all right, Doctor. I love this game. Computer?
Computer online.
Power down all robots on this floor. Open control check doors and hallway exit doors. Give me a life form scan of the base. Where is everyone?
Where is it? Where is it? Why is it every time humans come up with some new way of doing something, they have to redecorate? Where is that emergency beacon? Where is... Aha! That's it. Well, that's either it or a food processor. Everything here is voice activated. Manual override, manual override. Ah! Ouch! Cheeky! Now then. Oh dear, it is a food processor. You wouldn't happen to know where the emergency beacon is, would you? It is rather important. Oh, really? Thank you. Over here, you say. Ah, yes, here it is. Thank you. Now then. And there? Good, that'll bring the cavalry in about 2 hours or so. Now then, what to do in the meantime?
You! Halt!
We never get here. Don't shoot. I'm neither armed nor aggressive. I'm going to turn around slowly so you can see me. That will save you the temptation to shoot me in the back.
Turn slowly.
You must be the leader.
Very observant.
Not really. You just give orders faster than the other two. Thank you for coming to me for once and saving the trouble of saying, take me to your leader, to one of your subordinates. That phrase is just so old and overused, don't you think? Never mind. Why have you broken into this mining asteroid? There's nothing special to be found here.
That is a lie. We have intercepted and decoded transmissions from this hidden base. There is a secret project going on here, involving some new form of combat strategy computer. We will claim this for the Suntaran Empire. Give it over.
I'm afraid I don't have anything like that on me.
Then you shall die.
Oh, that?
Yes, that! Give it over! Now!
I'm afraid you have to show a little patience for that. You see, the transmissions you intercepted do show a strategic philosophy, but it's for a game.
Game? What is a game? You are wasting my time.
I am not. I'm trying to explain to you.
I am not interested in explanations. I am here to take the mission objective back to my superiors. That is the only parameter of my functions.
Your superiors? Yes, I've noticed that you don't have any officers' markings. What rank are you?
I am a corporal of the Suntaran Imperial Naval Assault 15th Fleet of the 3rd Sector.
A corporal? That explains it. You're only supposed to be VAT-grown cannon fodder. You're not qualified for a real infiltrate and retrieval mission. Perhaps I shouldn't have mentioned the cannon fodder part. Whoops, I hope you haven't... Oh, phew. You shot the food processor.
You will... Give the objective to me. Now.
You might not like it.
There is nothing to like or dislike.
That's the problem.
Report.
Human acquired, Corporal. Shall I interrogate him when he regains consciousness?
Oh no, Mike.
No. Bring him here. I am the superior officer on this mission, and it is my right to interrogate all prisoners.
Yes, sir.
It would appear that your subordinate is now my prisoner. Perhaps interrogating him will provide better results.
He doesn't know anything.
We shall see. I believe your species dislikes watching pain induced on others. If he cannot give me the objective, perhaps his pain will induce you to give it to me.
You don't even know what it is. You're only going on a vague notion and a large number of incorrect assumptions and some transmissions that you don't understand. What kind of idiots are you?
You will be silent.
Oh, the military kind. Look, there's no need to harm my friend. I'm trying to explain to you what your objective is. If only you'd stop interrupting me.
I see we've been caught again, Doctor.
Doctor! I recognize the name. Doctor! Ah, yes. Time Lord.
Well done, Corporal. Now unhand me.
No. Now this will be more rewarding than first anticipated. A Time Lord. I will be made captain in no time after my superiors read my report about killing a Time Lord.
Especially one that has been racked up so many defeats of high-ranking Sontaran officers. I wouldn't bet on it.
I wouldn't wager on your subordinate's life expectancy either, Doctor. You, Doctor, will give me our objectives, or your friend dies. Cast, take him into the ship and await my orders.
Yes, sir.
Your interrogation is at an end, Doctor. Behold.
And that thing is?
An antigrav-propelled autocannon. I have just fed your bioprint into it. It will target you anywhere you run.
Really? How droll.